weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about straight paths. I think there are very few people left in the world who know how to read a map anymore. I mean, maybe this is a lost skill, but I'm old enough to remember unfolding a map and tracing a path or taking a marker and highlighting a path that I needed to take for a trip. I remember being 15 years old, and for some unknown reason, my dad let me drive my car from Lubbock, Texas to Atlanta by myself. The biggest skill was honestly refolding the map the way it started. I still couldn't do that. I was never good at it. And the truth is, I've never been very good at keeping my path straight on my own. I need help. Now, it's really kind of cool just get in a car, touch a button, and a GPS show up on the screen of my car and direct me when to turn right or left. I use this voice on Waze that sounds like a drill sergeant, and literally he'll say, "Fall out." And it's just, I don't know, it made it fun. But you know, there have been times when I've had to realize I need to trust the GPS. Because there's been times when I started to second guess that and think, oh no, this is the wrong way. And one time I remember driving through some farmland on this barely paved road, and I was afraid of being totally lost and only having some cow to ask how to get where I'm going. Then I came to a crossroads, and after a few turns ended up exactly where I was supposed to be and on time. Well, another time I trusted the GPS across some roads in northern Alabama. I lost my cell signal and just had to drive a bit until I got a signal again. GPS isn't flawless, but it's a pretty awesome helper. It even redirects. Don't you love it when you go the wrong place and it says that she's redirecting? When I take a wrong turn, which I admit is more often than I'd like to admit, but it happens, you may not realize it, but God has our GPS, and He's had it our entire life, even before we were formed in our mom's womb. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." When we don't pay attention to God, we usually get off track. And sometimes it takes a lot of effort to get us back on track. And during those times, we experience regret and guilt that we didn't acknowledge the direction that God gave us. My friend, the world is just really off track. Crime, pain, suffering, aggression, I mean, harm that people do to one another, it's so far from how God calls us to live in Christ Jesus. It's pretty easy to point at the world around us and notice how things are going wrong. But what about our life, like my life, your life? Am I acknowledging God in all my ways? Am I seeking His will? Am I receiving His input? And am I living His teachings? And if I am, then He can make my path straight. I can be sure I'm on track when I'm listening to His guidance. On our journey through this life, our Creator who made us knows how to direct our paths. Let Him make them straight for you. I want to listen to what He says, don't you? Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.